Blog Talk Radio.
The Domino. The Domino. 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 Domino.
Could not get Yoda's interview up. However, I was able to finally get it situated. So it will play tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So you know. Like I said, again, it will sit there and launch tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Today, I'm supposed to be interviewing Mr. Glancy Kelly, which I did kind of reach out to him. I'm not too sure if he got my message. So we'll just play it by ear. I will say I'm excited to say next month on the 8th, I'm actually going to Miami. I'm excited. So I'm waiting to hear back from Don Mega, but as far as I know, he's always willing to come on the show. So I'm actually going to interview him the day before I go to Miami. And I might actually do a live one there as well, depending on who I get to see and run around with. I'm so grateful to my cousin Judy, because she's going to let me stay at her house. I love family. Hopefully, I get to see my cousin Daniel. Her son, while I'm down there in his family. I have tons of family across the country, everybody. So I'm just grateful to have them most of the time. Like I said, most of the time. So I'm excited about that. I definitely want to just get into some music because I have a couple of things. I'm not sure. I think I put up some new music. But I do have a couple of songs that I do want to play. So let's start off with today's guest song, which is Hold On To Me.
DJ Payne 1.
You know, baby, think it's about that time. I know you've been thinking about it, 'cause I have too.
You've been thinking, daydreaming, thinking about my love. Tonight I'm gonna give it to you, baby, hold on to me, yeah. Baby, hold on.
Had a long day, no time to relax.
been fainting and scheming. How I can lay you down. Just a glimpse of your body gets me excited, babe. Come a little closer, let me ease your mind. Kissing you all over, from your neck down to your thighs. Start up on the bed, kitchen cabinet. Keep that faucet running while I'm coming, oh yeah. I know you ain't pilot for tonight. Follow me. Girl, you got that amazing, that amazing. That keeping it like me craving. Amazing, that mind blowing. Girl, you got that bomb on that ooey. That baby, let's make a movie. That good stuff and I love it. You been spending days me thinking about my love. Tonight I'm gonna give it to you. Baby, hold on. I'm loving everything you do. That's why I touch you, I rub you. The way that I do, I'm in the fantasy, yeah. Gonna have you squirming and screaming and tossing and turning, taking you to ecstasy. Girl, you got that amazing, that amazing. That keeping it like me craving. Amazing and mind blowing. Girl, you got that bomb on that ooey. That baby, let's make a movie. That good stuff and I love it. Follow my lead, baby. Don't be afraid, I got my hands on your waist. Rub your neck around my neck, girl. We about to have a good time. Settle down, let me show you the way. You been spending days dreaming, thinking about my love. Tonight I'm gonna give it to you, baby, hold on.
Okay, no way, they're looking for me, I'm like, go away, dealt the hand and I played my cards. Felt the pain, just like the barge. I like my past, I'm living large. Pray to God, stay away from stars. I'm getting paid for all them days I start. Gym class, lifting bars, sipping hard, surfing bars, dipping cars. Every day I ride, frustration chase me, won't catch me. I'm on ice, skating like Gretzky. Four cops and they tried to arrest me. Diplomat, going tip for tat. No matter on the map, they know where I'm at. And even on the map, that's not where I'm at. On the map, they know where I'm at. And even on the map, that's not where I'm at. Hey! Don't let your problems ruin the night. Hey, hey. Don't let your worries ruin the night. Hey, hey. No place to go, no place to go from the bottom but to the top. No place to go, no place to go from the bottom but to the top. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
I am excited. Let me see. I think there's Mr. Kelly on the line. Hello, caller. To whom am I speaking with? Hello. Okay, I'm guessing this caller was just calling to list. Hold on. Let me see. Caller, but it is. I am excited, however, let me make sure you guys all know that you are very much welcome to call into the show at any time. The show call-in is 646-787-1641. Okay? Again, just in case you did not get the number, I will say it again. It is 646-787-1641. I did come across something on the internet, well, actually on Facebook, that I did want to talk about. Somebody put up kind of like a video of their top, what was it, top 10 most important albums in history. Not one was a female. I was shocked. Like, what about Queen Latifah? What about, you know, Salt and Pepper? I mean, I understand, but they got, for example, they sat there and had quite a few people. They had Eric B. and Rakim, which I can understand. That was a pretty good, influential one. And that's pretty important. They had Tupac. They got Marshall Mathers on here, a.k.a. Eminem. You know, me personally, you can't negate the females. So, I want your thoughts on it. I want your thoughts on the actual the list. What is your list? What are your top 10 influential hip-hop albums is my question. You can always hit me up in the chat room to let me know. Black Talk does have a chat room. You can hit me up there. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, I'm here. So let me get into this next track, which is a lady female MC, Slim Thicky.
Slim, Slim, Slim Thicky. Slim, 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 Slim Thicky. Flow. Slim, 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 Slim Thicky. Slim Thicky. Hey. Coca-Cola shake, face real pretty.
At a party, seen them haters, they a real pity. Them females that be petty, they can't chill with me. My fans overzealous, got it real nifty. All my exes jealous and they still miss me. Slim Thicky, Slim Thicky, Slim Thicky. Waistline slim, call it Lil Bitty. Make it last longer, take a picture.
Snap.
You can take this one with you.
Yep.
Wine like I'm stirring up a liquor. Whipping high, rip it up and sip it up quicker. Obviously, I be picking lean over liquor. Chin in the waistline, fine, I'm slender. Let the man taking in air like Bender. But ain't no need to blend in, cause it's a mixer. Your girl looking broke, you better fix
her.
Cause when I say I have a high tolerance, I'm only really talking about liquor. Alleviate and leave a hater puzzle like a jigsaw. I let my pen do the talking, yeah, the wrist raw. Need some bigger bills in my pockets, I got big calls. They had me choking on the smoke, and that's a big call. I'm the best man, I beg you to differ. Spray like an ocean, my flow like a river. Cold when I spit it and slim in my figure. I'm frozen, I shiver like I just got sicker. I'm real and you fade like pretender. Might as well friend me cause you're no contender. I'm so experienced, talent and tenure. You talking that guap, well I'm sure I could render.
At a party, seen them haters, they a real pity. Them females that be petty, they can't chill with me. My fans overzealous, got it real nifty. All my exes jealous and they still miss me. Slim Thicky, Slim Thicky. Waistline slim, call it Lil Bitty. Slim Thicky, Slim Thicky. Coca-Cola shake, face is real pretty.
Slim Thicky, keep your eyes on me, I could blow it any minute. Counting up money, many more than any minute. Bad to the bone, ain't a good bone in me. Halloween status, let him treat her, be a tricker. I told him if he hungry, he ain't gotta grab a snicker. Peter on a piper, but she got too many pickers. Have him, you can keep him, I ain't even trying to bicker. Better know I got a snapper when I whip her. It's a full moon, hope you pack a big dipper. Call me Red Jet, fresh, cleaner than a Swiffer. Used to be a waitress, now I'm a tipper. Tried to be friendly, but people be iffy. They focused on envy, I'm smoking on pissy. Blowing that huff and they puffing they feelings. Cause they have to witness these beats I be killing. Set the bar high cause I'm a trender. Watch as we pull up like we on suspenders. My team, that's the squad, they my vendor. We never borrow, we always the lender. I'm real and you feel like pretender. Might as well friend me cause you're no contender. I'm so experienced, talent and tenure. You talking that guap, well I'm sure I could render.
At a party, seen them haters, they a real pity. Them females that be petty, they can't chill with me. My fans overzealous, got it real nifty. All my exes jealous and they still miss me. Slim Thicky, Slim Thicky. Waistline slim, call it Lil Bitty. Slim Thicky, Slim Thicky. Coca-Cola shake.
Real pretty, real pretty, real pretty, real pretty. Alright. Saki, bomb. Brooklyn. Saki, bomb. Ooh. Double Dutch and Fifarachi. Got the money coming in and doing backstroke. We just trying to get it. Platinum pocket piss and rob the beat with a mask. Hey, they just want to call me asshole. Cause I'm in it for the cash flow. It's an ad, we can make it last. Listen, I ain't trying to get attached though. Shopping niggas on the back block. Trying to get it with a half knot. Big footin' like fast block. Getting heavy like a ass shot. Listen, I don't fuck around. Put this pussy on a padlock. He gon' put his money on it cause he know vagina never been a bad stop. And I never took a last spot. No, I never took a bad shot. No, I never took a bad shot. Bitch, I never took a bad shot. Still hanging from the rim. On that no bad boy. Where they ain't even take the mask off. Watch the front in the back door. He asked me if I'm the best.
balls are ass for. Spray balls, bitch, bad balls. And them heads throwing mass off. But them balls never slacked off. No, them balls never slacked off. No, these balls never slacked off. Wait, let me put my mask on. Two niggas with the fat on. Told his outfit they could please. Over your neck, put your back on. Bust it two times, bust it two times. Millie ride and we stack on. Bust it two times, bust it two times. Millie ride and we stack on. Now let me paint my mask on. Wait, let me paint my mask on. Yeah, I'm seizing them sads on. Yeah, I'm seizing them sads on. Classy dress when I'm floating. I'm running my country like POTUS. Top of the mountain, I'm climbing, I'm focused. Now get out the park cause they sent me a slow bitch. All of these clowns, though, this with the circus. Don't let me lit while I'm making my purchase. Wait, all of these clowns, though, this with the circus. Like, don't get me lit while I'm making my purchase, huh?
Saki.
Bomb.
It's too fun.
Saki. Bomb.
Don't they pay me
Young
this?
Brooklyn, fuck me. What up, baby?
Oh.
Check it. Woo. Said I some broad to Atlanta. That'll I put with the hammer. Say credit cards in the scammer. Swipe up and back and back up like a center. Bacon soda, hammer. Coke Molly, fenna. Pretty bitches with the banner. 100 niggas, 100 hammers. I some broad to Atlanta. That'll I put with the hammer. Credit cards in the scammer. Swipe up and back and back up like a center. Bacon soda, hammer. 197 chintilla, panda. Pretty bitches with the banner. 100 niggas, 100 hammers. In my bestie slips Somali in my wine. Bitch, and I ain't sleep for 2 days. I think I'm losing track of time. Didn't realize it was a new day. Back and I'm better, I'm back in new leather. The mink drag, tee the member, whatever. When you wanna ride, sometimes I get severed. Every single lesson, good bag, gotta stop. LLC in my logo, okay? All I need is new photos. I'm that bitch, but they know them.
Yeah.
Intercept me, y'all the polo.
Yeah.
But them brands don't make me. I can rock my own logo. Bomb lashes, you know them.
Bomb
lashes, that's promo. Said I'm good with the team,
good.
But I'm good when I'm sober.
I'm good.
And my sex so good,
good.
Gotta play at his drum. Floyd man, you total. Knock him out undefeated. Calls a big shuttle. Young Nick skin butter picking. The young Nick skin butter picking.
One more.
Alright. Young Nick skin butter picking.
But my question for the day, because this really did make me have to ask, what is your top 10 albums, influential albums, do you think changed hip-hop? Me, personally, I would go back to, there were influential, I think, in hip-hop itself, I would say Sugar Hill Gang first, because it was very popular. I would say Run DMC. I'm trying to remember her name. They made a whole entire track about her. Dissing her, and then she came back super hard. I'll remember her name in a second, but she's my three. Salt and Pepper. I would say Jay-Z, because once he did the whole Big Pimpin' song, the music industry really changed toward that popish way. Do or Die, because Poe Pimpin' has always been a legend in the music industry. Dr. Dre, Eminem, when he came out, when he very first came out, but Dre and Straight Outta Compton, and for me, I would say Number one would have to be split between, well, I'd have to say really number one for me would be Tupac, but for my East Coast people, we would have to split that with Tupac and Biggie, because I really didn't know who Biggie was until he passed away, and I lived in Ohio. Yeah, most people don't believe me when I say that, but I'm very honest. I did not know who he was until afterwards. So I would say that would be where I would lead when it comes to that top 10. I'm excited. You just don't know. I'm excited to have. Oh, Kelly's here. What's up? How you doing? Good morning, Mr. Kelly. I know he can't. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Kelly. Good morning.
No.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, just glad to be up this morning.
I'm so excited. We started the show with your song.
Oh, that's amazing, man. I so appreciate it.
So, you know, everybody, this is Mr. Kelly. He's a wonderful. He's got a wonderful song called "Hold On to Me." We've been playing it for a couple weeks. I'm very excited. I've been waiting on this for a while because I had a couple of interviews before him. But as soon as he gave me his track, I reached him to ask him to come in and interview. So I'm excited. Tell everybody about who you are, what you're doing.
Well, my name is Glancy Kelly. Yeah, that's my stage name. That's also my government name. I'm just trying to really work on being the next big thing out of Texas. You know, right now I'm currently working on my EP. You know, I was supposed to be dropping this summer. I have features like some Kurt Cobain's, Brian Angel from Day 26. I have a feature from Wash. Wash is more like an up-and-coming artist right now. He's been trending all over the radio with his little single, Can't Trust Thoughts, with French Montana. I'm doing, you know, really great things right now. You know, just can't wait to drop the EP for everybody to hear, you know, to see what I got to do with my music coming from Port Arthur, Texas. It's a nice little blessing, a nice little thought process at the same time. So how you been doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I do have a question. When do you plan on coming to Chicago?
Book me. I'm there.
So how is Texas treating you? I know you have South by Southwest right now going on. Are you participating in that?
No, I didn't participate in them this year. You know, I've been really just being in my studio, just grinding, trying to make more music. You know, I'm just really focusing on my craft.
Okay, so are you open to, what kind of producers and artists are you looking to collaborate with?
Man, I wouldn't mind collaborating with August. As far as producer goes, Jay Will, I'd love to collaborate with him. Right now I'm currently working with DJ Payne One. You know, he just kind of like my go-to guy. He seems to always get the job done, you know.
I love my DJs, so I have no love lost for that. I love my DJs. So
exactly.
You're on the right
path. I appreciate it.
I find DJs to be more supportive than almost anybody in the industry. So you're really doing what you got to do.
Exactly.
I have a question. Well, I'm gonna actually ask you the question of the day, because I came across this thing on Facebook and I was very, very shocked there was no female MCs on it. So I made it a kind of a topic for today. What is your top 10 albums that you think really shaped hip hop?
Ooh, I like to. That's a good question. Oh, to be honest with you, are you speaking about just rap, or I mean, because you know when you're speaking of hip hop, all thing come to my mind is rap, you know, and this I'm not gonna even lie, that's kind of really out my lane. Let me start off by saying this.
That's a good question to me. For me, why does everybody think rap is hip hop, or rap is hip hop? I think hip hop actually, hip hop was at first very influential, kind of like the Public Enemies, you know, and it was more of telling a story and being activists. Rap to me is more like what's going on now, where it's bubblegum music. All you want to do is just, they just want to bop and they don't have a real story behind it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it kind of. I mean, I'll be like this. It's obvious that I sing, right? Like, I really don't even listen to rap music, to be honest with you, because this is my reason why. I really can't gain anything from it. I just like me listening to Lil Wayne. You know, he's not a singer, so how can I gain any ideas or try to, you see what I'm going with? It's like, but instead of I listen to R. Kelly or listen to Trey Songz, you know, I can listen to maybe harmonies they put in the background and music, something I can feed off on. Like, it's just one of them things, you know, I really couldn't feed off no, like, I can't feed off no rap.
Then let's put it this way, because of the simple fact you do sing and you don't listen to rap. What are your top 10 influential songs in R&B?
Oh, okay. I like Let Me Love You by Mario. I like O by Omarion. I love Neighbors Know My Name by Trey Songz.
But these are the most influential in R&B?
In what?
You think these are the most important or influential songs in the R&B industry?
Well, see, I've been singing, believe it or not, since about 2007. I haven't really been singing that long, so the songs that were out at that time when I started singing,
mm-hmm.
you know, what artists from like Trey Songz or Mario, you know, that's singers that I looked up to. A lot of people say they looked up to Sam Cooke. I mean, I didn't listen to Sam Cooke. You know, I'm not gonna lie and say that. Yeah, I mean, I was a big fan of Luther Vandross, Sam Cooke, and you know, all these old legends. You know, I'm not gonna lie and say that. You know, because that'd be false.
So you haven't so you haven't really listened to past singers, just more recent singers.
No, I only listen to stuff that I really came up on. You know, a lot of guys older than me, like Trey Songz and Mario and them, they listen to Sam Cooke, you know, because that's something they grew up on. But I grew up on them, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's interesting to me. I mean, I think you know, I understand you grew up on them, but what made you not seek out some of their influential people to listen to?
I really didn't like the sound, you know, of the old school music. You know, I listen. I like I like the whole drum pattern and everything they had going on. I don't know, just, I don't think I'm weird or anything, but it's just, I don't know, like today's music, as far as, I'm going like this, the 90s music was more doper than it is right now. I mean, just, I guess it just caught my attention at the right time. You know, I used to be standing in the mirror with my little brush in my hand, you know, just trying to sing the Let Me Love You song with Mario, you know what I mean? It's a lot of factors that played in
that. I mean, I don't knock Mario. Like, I can't knock the people you're talking about because I do love them. I do listen to them. So I understand where you're coming from. I just find it interesting that the people, I guess you as you said, the drum patterns and things of that nature back then. But I would have to say, you know, back then, did you listen to any like any Motown? I mean, I think they're more interested in like the actual songs, because the song and not so much the beat and the pattern, because of the simple fact the songs are timeless. They transcend, is my question. So do you think you'll go revisit them more on a actual musical songwriting, not so much on the actual beat or pattern of the music?
I will. After having this conversation, I definitely will, you know, because at the same time, That's homework for me to do, you know. I'm not going to lie, you know. I will go back and revisit, you know, and nothing wrong with listening to old school music. You know, it just, I grew up on Mario, you know. I grew up on Mario and Mario when it was hot at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I will go back and listen.
Do you know the number one song that I think that the reason why it would, I'm not sure if it got a Grammy or not, I can't remember. But the reason why it got fast so quickly is Miguel's Adore You.
What?
That song reminded a lot of the older generation of, I won't say Sam Cooke, maybe Al Green with his sexual healing song. It reminded them of a air on which music actually had meaning and
mm-hmm.
had more had a story to it. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
And you could actually relate to it because you really wanted to adore that person. I think, you know, Trey Songz, no offense to him, I love his music. But some of his music is very, it's really bedroom music. I know he's kind of trying to be in the same wheelhouse as R. Kelly, but R. Kelly also did a lot of music that was not bedroom music, and he gave it to other artists. Just like he did some things with Michael Jackson. And he did a lot of other things with, like, country artists and things of that nature. But he does have things that are not bedroom music that are relatable. And more people relate to love, loss. Yes, that's true. That's mainly what R&B really is. But also the jazzy blues of R&B, which is, you know, it's a soulful story. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, definitely, I think even Ray Charles, I would say, is a really good start. He was very influential in country, R&B, and rock, because he didn't stay in just one wheelhouse.
And I'm not even trying to knock the lyrics that these older people had back in the day, but Do you, like you saying all this stuff about the true meaning, you know, music, how it used to be, I can agree with you. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, this ain't the first time I've heard it. But do you honestly believe the artists we have today have better vocal mobility than they did back in the day?
I would say they've been vocally trained more so than the artists in the past. Because in the past, they didn't know anything about vocal training and what mm-hmm. what your vocals could do. So I would say on an innate ability of doing it all by themselves, no help, no anything, they have the new generation beat. Because they could sing their songs with no auto tune and sound great. When they got into the studio, they didn't really have a lot to kind of enhance their music. All of it was real. You couldn't fake it. Or you
You're right
couldn't
about that.
Punch it. You know how when you get in the studio and you could sit there and you get to a point in your song where you have the right lyrics at that one point and then you stop and then you get to punch it
uh-huh.
where you could start back at that side. They couldn't do that. They had to do the whole song all over again.
Wow.
No such thing as punching. So for the young cats now, they get to punch in. They couldn't
so
punch
gotta,
in
yeah.
back then.
we got it much easier, huh?
A lot easier. And you have a lot more avenues to go through. You got a lot of, a lot of companies willing to put money behind you. Back then, they didn't have that. You can go and actually perform in almost any venue. They couldn't do that. And if they did, they came through the back door. You have a lot more advantages than they do. So I hate to say it, we can't really compare apples and oranges to oranges, but I'm saying lyrically they had more – their stories are more aligned with the feelings of the time, because they did activist songs without being activists, like "Ride the White Horse." Most people don't realize that was a crack. That was a actual song about crack. It wasn't about riding a real white horse.
No, of course, that's what the meaning for me meant. So.
Yeah, but most of the artists nowadays, when they do a song like that where they're trying to be, they can't be overt enough or to do a song like that. They're too blunt. Now, you know, if they wanted to write, if they wanted to get a song out with meaning without the kids really know what they're talking about, they could do that. This generation doesn't do that. It's blunt. I won't have sex with you. I want to do that with you. And so then you're giving these kids the idea of something that they shouldn't even be thinking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since, you know, radio doesn't adhere anymore to the you know, explicit music must be played after hours. They don't really adhere to that too much anymore. So I would say, you know, yeah, definitely go back, do your research, and listen to some of the really good songs. Luther Vandross was really good. My mom liked him. I liked him. I like Johnny Gill. He's really good. I've got vinyls here in my room. Of Ray Charles, Sugar Hill Gang, of course, which is hip hop. I got Michael Jackson. I got all sorts of vinyls. But I think, you know, knowing your past can only enrich your future.
Exactly. I
like Josephine Baker.
I just be like in a I be trapped in the studio, you know, making new music, just being creative. Like I just be. Doing a lot of stuff out right now, you know.
Well, when you're looking for inspiration, try to go just, you know, go in the past like Miguel did, and you might find that listening to some past music might get you that future Grammy.
Do you honestly believe, because a lot of people say, do you believe that Trey Songz is trying to be the next R. Kelly? I mean,
I'm not saying he's trying to be R. Kelly. I think he's in the same wheelhouse as R. Kelly. Because they both like to talk about sex. They both like to be, you know, in that heartfelt area. I would say they ride in the same wheelhouse.
Okay.
That's what I will say. They're not, I don't think they're both trying to emulate each other. I think that, you know, it's going to happen when you know, Trey Songz had to have been listening to R. Kelly at one point in his life. And
yeah.
What you're influenced by is always going to come out.
Mm-hmm. I know for a fact he listened. I mean, his albums, he been listening to R. Kelly all his life or at one point. It's obvious. I mean, I remember I was on YouTube, you know, just watching Trey Songz record live. You can go look it up, you know, after we get off the air. He's in the studio with Troy Taylor. I mean, I believe all you have to do is type on YouTube is Trey Songz live in the studio. It's going to come up. He's in the studio with Troy Taylor. Troy Taylor's a producer, songwriter, whatever. And one of the videos on the same YouTube channel, Troy Taylor was explaining how to get into the songs, and he used R. Kelly songs for example. And he was like, I could tell R. Kelly wasn't feeling this when he recorded this one, but listen to how he sounded on this one. I'm like, he had it all down to the key and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So,
your influence
for him to make
will
that video,
always come out in your song. That I will say is. Whoever you're influenced by will always come out into the song. That's why I know Miguel, you must have been listening to some older generation music when he made Adore You. Because it has that resonancy of music, and the way the lyrics are written are timeless. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So... I think Miguel is more interested in being timeless and having that his music transcend over years more so than Trey Songz is. I think Trey Songz is more interested in the now than being relevant later. And I think the goal of music is to be relevant later as well as now.
I can totally agree with that.
So, you know, I think that's the reason why he listened to people like Motown, who paved the way with R&B, as well as maybe some Toni Braxton and Babyface, because Babyface and Toni Braxton were very influential back in the day.
Speaking of Toni Braxton, did you watch that movie of her on the TV show?
I did not. I don't need to watch a movie about her because I was around when she came up. I was around when she lost the money because she didn't know what was in a contract. That was all over the news. I was around when she got her divorce. You know, I don't need to know too much of her personal life. I need to know her musical life. You know what I'm saying? Because of the simple fact, I love her music. I have a lot of caring for her through her music. But personally, unless I was to be a personal friend, I don't need to know that background to know where she is, because her music will tell me where she is. Her music will give me a better insight of who she is than her or me listening to gossip about her background, because music is supposed to be a reflection of your life and where you stand. in it.
Look, man, I have an auntie that looks just like Toni Braxton. And when I saw the end of the movie and saw her playing on the piano, I thought I was looking directly at my aunt. It blew me away. Caught me off guard.
Well, I would never be surprised by Toni. She is a fabulous artist. She likes to transcend through time. Her music is transitional. You can listen it to what she was playing years ago and listen to what she plays now, and it's all still relevant. In my opinion, I can't say that about the artists that are coming up right now. I can't listen to them when I get older and say that it will be relevant when I get older to my kids or grandkids will be going through. And I can't, or my nieces and nephews, I can't say that music today will actually transcend their lives.
I think Miguel
I think
Miguel will be remembered. I really believe so.
Yeah.
He got that music. I ain't gonna lie, he got that music. If you go out to the small little cookout, like a family reunion or something like that, and he'd be like, "What you know about that?"
Right.
You know, I can agree. He is kind of in the same lane as music, of how the music used to be when I, coming up, like when you was coming up, and like Luther, he fits in that same boat.
I will say, Trey Songz's music beforehand, before all this poppy pop, or trying to be pop, it was very transitional. It was very much influential in R&B. He was really doing something then. Now it's more like, what are you doing? music is supposed to grow with the person, which is true. However, I really feel that he's not growing in the way that I would have hoped him to grow. But I am not him. That, how he feels about music is totally different, maybe. But I think his past music was more classic than his current music. I do feel that R&B, however, is making a strong comeback, which I'm very proud of.
Most definitely.
Because a long time ago, it would be like, where are all the R&B singers?
Yeah, because you feel like all the rappers are trying to be singers with the auto tune, and it's like the rappers kind of like the new R&B, if you ask me.
No, they will never be. They could never be able to be the new R&B because of the simple fact they can't do it without auto tune. A real R&B singer can sing their song without any accompaniment. I'll give you a great example. Pink. She's not R&B, but she can do the wheelhouse of R&B. When she stepped on that stage at the Grammys and she sung her song without any accompaniment, she brought the house down. That is a true singer.
What you think about Adele? Cause, I love Adele. Don't get me wrong. Adele.
I think Adele has great chops. She is phenomenal. And I applaud her for, keeping her private life private and letting the music speak for itself. We don't have enough artists that just keep their private life private. Nobody needs to know what you do in your bedroom. Nobody needs to know that. All I need to know is you got great music. I think when it came to K. Michelle, her biggest downfall was Memphis because he made it about the bedroom. He didn't make it about business, which business, she had a phenomenal song. She had phenomenal voice. She was great. I didn't need to know what was going on in a bedroom.
Exactly.
I don't. I will applaud, you know, some of the new shows that I do like T.I. show about his family.
Oh, I love that show, man. I love that show.
I love Rev Run when he did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a positive, it's giving you real life, you know, this is what they're raising their kids. He doesn't really give you too much about their life, but he gives you storylines about how to, you know, parent your child with some sense. I can't say there's a lot of people parenting their children with sense, but he shows you how to do that.
Yes, he did.
So, my question is, when is the album going to come out, or the next mixtape, and will you be sending it to us? Are you going to stay independent, or are you looking to be signed?
It depends. Though, whatever situation comes is best, you know. Yeah, I don't really know. You know, I would love to be signed, you know, to a major deal, but. Either or, if I can go independent and do this full throttle like that, I'm cool with that too. As far as the like I said, my EP coming out, my demo. A lot of people don't really know it by that. My demo is coming out this summer. You know, I'm gonna drop it this summer.
Will it be on iTunes?
Of course. You know, Hold On To Me is on iTunes right now. You know, as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Most definitely. You know, there's also SoundCloud.
Okay. I just want to make sure so my listeners can go get it and actually give you some support. I will say this. What part of Texas are you from?
I'm from Port Arthur. You ever heard of Pimp C and Bundy?
Yeah, I know about them. Trust me, I know about them. Them is, they're legends right along with Do or Die up here.
Well, they are.
They are.
We're from the same town.
Isn't that close? Which is that, closer to Dallas or Houston?
It's closer to Houston. We're like on the state border of Louisiana and Texas.
Okay. All right, well, I have to say, I have to come down and visit you. You can show me around.
Yeah, you know, we the trio. A lot of people down south like to call the South the trio, but Port Arthur is the trio. You know, that's the capital of the trio. You know, PMC started it, you know, so it's one of those things.
All right. Well, you know what, Mr. Kylie, I'm going to have you come back. And we'll have to do this all over again.
Cool.
For everybody who wants to get in contact with him, I do have all of his links on the Diamond Effect Show on Facebook. It's in the event section. We'll see it. I want to thank Mr. Kelly for being on, and I will also sit there and say, because I we're actually at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you, like I always tell you, holla at a sister when you see me walking by, not bye, but bye. And I'm going to end the show with Mr. Kelly's song so you can actually hear it.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, go get it on my iPhone.
DJ Payne 1.
You know, baby, thinking about that time. I know you've been thinking about it. But God has too.
You infinity Jimmy, thinking about my love. Tonight I'm gonna give it to you. Baby, hold on. Baby, hold on to me, yeah. Baby, hold on. down. Just a glimpse of your body gets me excited, babe. Come a little closer, let me ease your mind. Kissing you all over from your neck down to your thighs. Start up on the bed, kitchen colonnades. Keep that faucet running while I'm coming, oh yeah. I know you ain't used to freaking like this, and maybe it's over. Get used to it. I'm the captain of your ship, I'll be your pilot for tonight. Follow me. Giving like me craving, amazing, and mind blowing. Girl, you got that bomb bomb, that ooey, that baby, let's make a movie. That good stuff and not the fear. You been spending daydreaming, thinking about my love. Tonight I'm gonna give it to you. Baby, hold on. I'm loving everything you do. That's why I touch you, I rub you.
Description section of the podcast.
Okay, cool. Now how do I find that Facebook page?
It is actually Diamond Effect Show.
Oh, Diamond Effect Show, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And since this is a podcast, you can actually download it at any time. And because I did, like, a premiere package, I believe you can also find the podcast on iTunes.
Okay. Well, that's it. Now, I appreciate you for having me on the show today, you know. And like you said, I guess it's bye until next time.
Yeah. Of course. Anytime. As long as you – I'll interview anybody. I just won't play anybody that's not independent.
Okay.
Because I figure everybody who's not independent has enough people playing them.
Mhm.
As much as they pay for the pay for it. So, I definitely wanted to make sure I had an outlet for independent people. I'm a very big cheerleader. For you.
Okay.
Well, I'm hoping maybe one day I can get you and a couple of other artists up here for a show.
Were you in New York, huh?
No, I'm in Chicago.
Okay, I thought New York number. That's why.
Oh, no, that's the show. Like the Blog Talk Radio company. They have all their call-ins as New York number.
Okay.
Yeah, between you and Yoda, you guys are you, Yoda, and I got one other person You guys are the only male artists on my show.
Wow. Do they do R&B?
Well, a lot of the people haven't sent me any really good quality songs. Because I listen to the music. If it's good quality, I'll play it. If I really like it, I'll spotlight it. But other than that,
now, you know what's crazy? I mean, I started to see it on the show that a lot of, you know, that Hold On To Me song, people say is, I get a lot that people believe that I sound like Trey Songz on it, and I don't think I do.
Everybody gets caught up in what does this person sound like. If they can catch you up, if they can catch
so
you up sounding like somebody else, then they won't play you.
Exactly. Everybody get caught up on that. You know, you need it right on. But,
But you know what? I don't think you sound like Trey Songz, because if you did, I would let you know.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think you're more trying to be more timeless with what you're doing. So I actually appreciate it.
Man, I have other songs that I can just blow your mind away with, as far as like I'm more in the R&B sound on that track. I have songs that I can get more.
Well,
like
you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. I have a friend that I interviewed, which I got to bring her back on. Her name is Sierra Brown. She's actually the A&R for Dr. Dre's son's record label. And I had her on the show. I was going to play your song on the show, but she kept talking.
Wow.
So I couldn't get any songs in, because I really wanted her to do both, talk and listen. But if you actually go back to her interview, which it says Sierra Brown on it, you will find out that they actually do an independent award show, and they allow independent artists to actually showcase their talent. And that's going to be in L.A.
I would love to do that. I would fly out there for that.
So I would suggest, you know, not only downloading your interview, download her interview. She also, because she gives you a lot of tips on how can you really advance in the business? How does she kind of take music? And I also have her links on the page as well. How can you get in touch with her? I know she's very busy, so it takes her a long time to be able to get back to whoever emails her. But you can always submit the music to her. But she, as she says, she doesn't take sample music. She takes real music.
Yeah.
Things that have not been used. and you can always submit to her.
Okay.
As well. And she knows a lot of A&R. She not just she doesn't only A&R for Dr. Dre's label. She actually A&R's for Sony and a couple of other people. But her main house, or who she's loyal to at this point, would be Dr. Dre's label.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that might be a good outlet for you.
Oh, yeah, it will. I'm definitely going to reach out. You know, I'm going to look up on your page, Diamond Effect page. I'm going to set up some material. But I also have some more material I would like to send to you, like at least one more song, you know, so you can see.
Yeah,
really.
You're more than welcome to send me anything, because I'll play it. I like your music.
You know, it's basically talking about how I grew up and everything I had to go through, you know, and why I do the music, you know.
That I love to hear. Do you know, the number one thing I used to get, I actually made my name in this business through my interviews, because at one point I used to interview and write for Street Moves magazine in New York. I interviewed Jinx the Juvie, who everybody in New York calls him Russell Simmons' adopted son. He was so excited about the interview that he ran back to Russell. And the only reason why is because I asked him. I asked the artist last week. I spent 2 hours to make $20 at work. Why in the hell should I buy your music and I don't know what you sound like? Tell me why I should buy your music. And he told me, because it's different. I said, you know what? Every artist says it's different.
Exactly.
Tell me really why I should buy your music. And, like, you can actually hear him. I used to do this, like, probably 2 years ago. And I just restarted my show back up. And you will see. Or should I say, you will hear me literally tell people, I've heard that before. What you're sounding like the last artist I had. What is what? Okay, so I pay $20 for that artist for that answer. You're giving me the same exact answer. It's not gonna work for my $20 anymore. So what's the What are you gonna do?
Man, when Hold On To Me is played on the radio, especially in my hometown, that's a feeling that I get when I'm hearing it on the radio. It's so unexplainable. Like, I can't wait till it be all over the airwaves, all around the world, you know, that song, that's like one of my favorite songs, you know, at the party, no lie. No, it just, I don't know, man, believe it or not, maybe 2 years ago, the songs people reached out to me for that song when I first put it up on SoundCloud. And Jeremiah, they both was trying to get it for their project, and I didn't want to sell it. And I was like, no, I want to keep it for myself. I believe I can do big things with it.
I can believe it. I know some of Jeremiah's people, so I can believe it.
You, what about to say, did you get my email?
Yeah, because it just dinged in my phone.
Huh?
I said, yeah, because it just dinged in my phone.
Okay.
Okay, let me...
That song is really based off my life, everything I went through.
Okay, I'll have to upload it when we get off the phone, because it'll let me upload it when I get off the phone. But, yeah, you can send me any music. I will definitely play it.
Okay, it sounds like a plan. But, like I said, I thank you for your time, Zay. You know, thanks for all your support. And, like you said,
I'm just happy you came on the show.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited, too. Just so you know,
I do have people that do listen to the show that are on other, like, radio shows. And if they like the song and they reach out to me, which is, you know, if they ask me for the music, I actually give it to them. So don't worry. I've got a friend in Boston. He likes a lot of my music. So I end up giving it to him, and he's got like 18 different song streams.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go ahead and go. You know, I got a lot of things I got to catch up on. Great.
Well, I will say this. There's a gentleman in Miami. His name is Don Mega. Personally, I will be in Miami on the 8th. But if I were you, I would reach out to him. He plans on doing a radio online radio stream. However, he will only play his music. So if I were you, I would get a song with him. He used to produce for people like Jadakiss and Styles P and all of that out of New York, because he's originally from New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it could take you into a lot of places.
Okay. I definitely appreciate it. I'll definitely look into it.
So, just keep in touch.
Okay.
Give me the stuff. If you do decide to sign a contract, let me know. I'll bring you back on the show because I do like to update people.
Okay.
So that they can continue to keep an eye on you and support you.
Okay. Most definitely. Once again, thank you again. And I just got the email from my email.
Yes. Well, enjoy. I will talk to you later. And just keep me updated.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.